T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Open Line Fun Sunday. It's 6:02 right here in the Bayou City. All right, let's get to our phone lines. We do have some available if you care to call in. We'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. All right, next up, let's go to Mike Smith. That's Mike in Port Lavaca. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, y'all. Sunshine, blue skies, brother. What'd you think of that picture?
I thought it was pretty awesome. Old Johnny, he was a young man then.
That was 1957. I mean, I just barely.
Yeah, I was 4 years old.
Yeah, I am older than you. I thought you were closer, but oh well.
Oh, no, no doubt. You're washed up, man. You're an old timer now. You're an old codger.
Whatever. No, that was 1957. Daddy and Pappy, they're out there on Dow's Reef. Wind was blowing like all get out. The bay was fresh. They didn't even think they'd catch anything, but they were just out in the old wooden boat, Smithberry boat, and Pappy smelled some watermelon, or cut grass. He said, hold up, and it's right near down, so they drifted it. And both of them cast out woody woodpeckers, you know, mirror lures, white, redhead, and we call them woody woodpeckers.
Right.
So up in, both hooked up. So Pappy says, hey, son, go ahead and cut your line. I got the biggest fish in the bay. He netted an 8.5 pounder, the one he's holding in that picture.
Right.
And Dad said, hey, throw that fish out of that net. I need it. And the one Daddy's holding, the 10.5 pounder, and they stuck them both in that net. Of course, you know how mirror lures did in those nets back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But both of them, you know, it was 19 pounds of fish in that one net at one time, you know, with two fish, so. They snake them pretty good. Talk about those cold fronts. I got a picture of Daddy in the 50s standing on West Galveston Bay. Literally standing on West Galveston Bay in the 50s. So,
yeah, what was that? Was, man, I'm trying to remember. My dad told me about that freeze. It was like 55 or 54, somewhere in there.
Yeah, sure. It was right in that area within a couple of years.
Yeah.
Something like that. But we used to fish West Bay, you know, when I was growing up, before the causeway was built. It was built in 62.
Right.
And after it paid for by those dollar tolls, which was ridiculous, they said, you know, they'd stop charging. Now they went for $2, I guess. Yeah, some things don't change.
No.
But it's quirky time now. It is, period. It's, I'm using that chartreuse pearlescent. But real soon, I'll be talking about mirror again. I'll be going to the 808 color on my corkies. You know, the old Widowmaker.
Oh, 808, baby. Gold flash. It catches big fish. Black back, orange belly. Can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
With it.
You know,
it's a great bait.
A great bait. They're all still great. And they open the door for so many things like rattles and baits. Mm-hmm. You know, when they started making the MRs, that was just, it got really ridiculous then.
I remember some of the old-timers I fished with, and, oh, my God, they're going to ruin those baits. They're going to put rattles in them. I said, man, what more could you ask for, especially in off-colored water?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
The OMR.
What color the water is, because they're going to eat, you know. That's why they got nerves in their skin, you know, in their whole flesh.
Well, you know, we used to get those stack ups. We'd get all this fresh water, and Dow's was notorious for stack ups of big, huge fish, you know, there in Tin Can Reef and, you know, over in Tabs Bay right around the corner and Cedar Point and all that. We used to just, you know, live for it. You get a cold, cold winter and that sand is in the river would flush and all those fish down there get pushed down and all the ones from the north end of Trinity, and they just all stack up from that Houston Point Tabs area just like cordwood, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, no doubt. That's been great times, but I wouldn't take anything for these times either, you know. I mean, all my friends I talk to, pool players, and they're good. Trust me, they're very good. Man, they're on corkies, too. Every one of them say the same thing. You hit them, you know, well, you catch them, corkies.
Corkies.
We used to buy them out of his garage, me and Daddy would.
Yep, that was the good old days. Yeah. Swing by Paul Brown's, pull up, and go in and visit with him and his wife and buy corkies.
Yeah, good deal.
Yeah,
but I fished with Daddy Thursday. It was 10 years ago with Austin.
Has it been 10 years already?
It's been 10 years back on the 19th.
Man.
But, yeah, don't seem like it. He didn't catch a dang thing Thursday. I did. I smoked him.
Well, what a few times. Beating up on a dead man like that.
Oh, he ain't dead. He still talks to me every day. I'm so tired of it. I wish he'd go to bed.
He's still looking over your shoulder, bud.
Oh, hell yeah. It's all
old Johnny.
Yeah. I'll turn you loose. I think
he was the mascot of Trout Masters for all those years, man. He was the man.
Yep. He's a tough old fart.
Never met anybody that didn't like Johnny, bud.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
You got Ray behind me, don't you?
What's that?
You got Ray behind me?
Yeah, I got Ray in Highlands, old Raceboat Ray. I'm fixing to go to him right now.
Yeah, I've known him longer than I've known you.
I know. Everybody's known Ray longer than me because he's a lot older than me.
Yeah, well. Man, he's still in fabulous shape.
I know
fabulous.
It.
I got to hook up with him when he gets down here again. Okay, brother. I love you, man.
See you, Mike. Take care, bud. Later, man.
On the phone so I can listen.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's go to Raceboat Ray in Highlands right now. River Rat Ray, what's up, man?
Well, I know we're driving all the listeners crazy with all this old guy talk about how things were in the past. And
well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not to me and you. I mean, you know,
everybody loves history.
Start talking about wading on Fisher's Reef. Now all we do is drift it, and Dow's and all the other ones that you've been mentioning this morning that people don't even know are there anymore. Some of them aren't there anymore. It's crazy.
It is.
And Mike mentioned Smithberry boats. I tell you, we had a 12-foot Smithberry with a 12-horse Sea King on it back in the day, probably. And I remember that guy built those Smithberries over there in the Heights, and that was just a little old plywood boat. And shoot, that was high cotton stuff back in the day, brother.
Yes, it was.
But anyway, I just you know, reflecting back on the Johnny and Mike Smith days back when I was boat racing, and they were kind of. Ray Stanley groupies back in the day, along with their uncle Charlie and that whole bunch. We had some big times back there doing the racing stuff. And when we weren't doing that, we were out fishing. So it was a good life, and it still is a good life.
Yes,
no
it
doubt
is.
About it. Which one of the Sims jackets are you wearing right now? They've got about five different flavors of them all of a sudden.
Boy, don't even ask me that. I've had the same one for, man, 10 years
well,
now?
If you've got the same one that you've had for 10 years, that's the Guide Special, I think.
Yeah, it's the Guide Series. It's the one with the sleeves are green with the reflector stuff on
right
above the elbows, and it has the kind of reddish and brown digital camo, you know, in the middle of it, you know, on each side of the zipper.
Yeah, like, I have one just exactly like that. And, of course, it's kind of gone away for me in 10 years. the worst thing they can do, you wear yours more, way more than I wear mine.
Right.
And the worst thing is having them hanging in the closet. They kind of go away. Like, it's like anything else. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
But the new version of that very same jacket is about half the weight of the ones you and I had. And I've got one on order right now, but I couldn't remember that. I thought you'd renewed yours.
No, I haven't. And matter of fact, I've still got, I've got two pair of their waiters, the G3s
right.
or whatever, the Guide Series, and both of them still don't leak. So.
Well, yeah, but you've sent them back to them a couple of times, haven't you?
I sent one, the oldest pair back, and they put new feet in them. You know, they were leaking
yeah.
around the foot area. And they put new feet in them, and they ended up, and they didn't even charge me for it. They put the new panel pockets on the front and the inside, and just went through them and just kind of overhauled them.
I have sent my jacket back one time a few years ago, too. Of course, you pay up front pretty big for that item, but they are real good about standing behind their stuff and putting waiters, and they put all new buttons. And I think I had a zipper that went bad in one of my pockets, and I didn't even mention that when I sent it back. When I got it back, it had been replaced. So
sure.
Those guys do a good job. Once again, you pay pretty good up front, but you get a good product.
Well, you get what you pay for, man. You really do.
Absolutely. You know, Mike was talking about the blue wall thing, and you know, you've heard me say this a million times. I've still got the only cracks in my Triton on the transom, which I've had Jerry fiberglass Jerry fix, and then I still have a crack in the floor, was from me trying to come back across the San Antonio Bay that day against that blue wall. I'll tell you what, of course, stupidity has taught us a lot of things over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Well, I'm telling you, if it wasn't for stupidity, we'd all still be dumb. Anyway, I every time I think about that blue wall, I think about that day. It still makes goosebumps come up on me. I was just doggone lucky to be live. You know, San Antonio Bay isn't very deep anyway, and when it was, the waves got so big that I was touching the bottom in the troughs, I said, oh boy, this is it. But thank God I made it. So anyway, you were talking about your Mira Lure 11. Shoot, that comes in about three or four different styles this day, and you didn't mention which one, but I think I know which one it is. It's just the red-headed one, right?
Yeah, redhead, white body, silver flash, you know.
Yeah, that's
and
that
the 51 or the 52 series.
That's right.
Now, you know, another one we used to throw a lot that we don't anymore out of the boat, and that was the TT model, you know, the tiny trout with the little black spots on it.
You know, that's still in the line.
Oh, it is, and we just don't throw them like we used to, and in
yeah,
deep water now.
Yeah, why don't we, I wonder?
Well, we, you know, with the soft plastics we have now in deep water, it just we're able to cover more water with them and get more strikes than back in the old days when you had to really slow that heavier one down and then work it real slow. And
yeah, you know, the other thing I always say that, you know, at my advanced age with all the new stuff, like the 13 reels that we're all throwing with some of those mirror lures, they're so aerodynamic that I throw them out there before I can't see at my age. I can't see it hit the water.
True.
So, but anyway, things have changed. Well, on the fishing scene, you know, upstream fishing is pretty good right now. If you want to just go get your string jerked and don't care about having stuff that you need to eat, the flounder run. You know, I've always said that especially in Burnett, some of those flounder, what I call resident flounder, I don't think they ever leave, Mickey.
No, if they were going to leave, they'd already been gone from up there.
Well, and they're still there, and they're still hanging right there at the end of Slap Out Gully like they always are. Mm-hmm. And to your point and my point, I don't think they ever leave. They're there year-round.
No.
Well, let's get Well, let's get, if you got anybody else on the board who's interested?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got Craig and G-Town, good old Guitar Dave and Barry. So I got them
good morning.
Hanging on.
Good morning, Greg. We'll see what you got to say, and I'll get on down the line here.
All right, bud. Thanks, Ray. You have a good Sunday, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I've got a couple of tough, I know you know what's going on with me.
Yeah.
I've got some tough deals coming up on these holiday deals, but we'll make it through it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
We
talk
will.
To you later.
All right, buddy. See ya. All right. Well, you know, Texan Roofing, they're the people I trust. Texan Roofing, they cover Houston and surrounding areas. Texan Roofing has free estimates on any roof leak repair or replacement. They do residential and commercial. And Texan Roofing, they have the Better Business Bureau A-plus rating with no complaints ever. And they're certified as a GAF Master Elite Shingle Applicator, so they can offer their customers the best material warranties available. And most importantly, a 25-year leak-free warranty. So if you're looking for honest roof inspections, they treat their customers like family. With their A-plus installers and A-plus management, these are reasons to call Texan Roofing at 281-391-9600. That's 281-391-9600 or texanroofing.com. That's Texan Roofing. Experience you can trust. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 622 in the Bayou City. Open Land Fun Sunday. Give us a call. You got a good story for us, or you're headed to the duck blind, or you're probably already in it. It's shooting time. But give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, 713-572-4610. All right. Next up is Craig in G-Town. Craig, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, Mickey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Just starting to get light over the island. There's no wind, if there's any wind.
Eerie calm this morning. Calm before the norther hits tonight.
Yeah. Is it supposed to blow or what?
Not really. It's a little fizzler. Nothing
to it.
Just a
little fizzler?
Yeah, a little kind of north 5 to 10 once the wind switch hits, and then I think the wind will be kind of picking up during the week, northeast and then pumping south and all that. We'll get a good mix of wind this week. That's what they're calling for anyway. Don't hold me to
that. Well, that wind sure did blow this week. Steady. Steady out of the east. I had still a lot of water back in the marsh. I had a friend come down from the woodlands, and he wanted me to show him some stuff, and so his spinning tackle. I said, well, first we got to start with that. And I put braid on there for him. And he's like, man, it's like day and night. And I went, yeah. But he was not catching. I'm like, you know, you need to kind of get over to a bait caster so you can feel your lure and stay in contact with it. So that's his next step. But we caught some trout, and he popped he'd never used lures before. And he ended up popping a 4-pound flounder, which he ended up breaking his rod, trying to get it in. And so I went over there and grabbed it for him and put the stringer through it. And he was just as happy as could be. So he fished with me 2 days, and he learned quite a bit, and very appreciative. So I felt good about that, you know. So anyway, yesterday I caught me a nice 5-pound flounder on the channel.
Did you? Well, that's good.
Yeah.
What'd you catch that on?
What do you think? A Little John.
A
purple Little John.
How
yeah,
about
man.
That?
I'm out here dipping some more right now.
Are you?
I got a bunch of pinks, and I'm like never caught nothing on the pink, so I'm dipping their tails, and I'm gonna try to feed it to them this morning and see what happens.
Try that old hot pink on them.
Oh, yeah. Heck
what
yeah.
Color are you dipping the tails on those, white or chartreuse?
White.
White?
Yeah. You know, I bought 3 bottles of that stuff. Was it Lucky whatever? That Kitty got in the mail. And, man, the same jar I opened 3 years ago is still good.
Yeah, it that and Oh, man, Ray Stanley brought me a little jar of it. He found me Spike It last
well,
long time.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, are you using Lucky Craft or Spike It?
Mine is Spike It.
Yeah, Spike It will stay good forever as long as you put the lid on tight and you'll look at it and it'll all be separated and you just shake it up and dip it out, man. It's good stuff.
Dip and glow worm paint, unscented, is what I got.
Yeah, that's what Ray got me.
Yeah. But anyway,
I like the Kelly Wiggler, but you got to use all of it pretty quick because it'll harden on you.
Yeah, it goes hard real quick. So
yeah,
you better do all you can.
It's a thicker base, you know, and you only have to dip one time a lot of times.
Yeah, this one I'm doing like three dips to get that true color on there. So
right, that's what I do. I'll dip them 2 to 3 times. I just take an old shoebox and put it on my table with some paper towels under it so you don't drip that white paint on your wife's kitchen table.
Yeah.
I just lined the outside edge of those that shoebox, letting them the tails hang over. And when they dry, I'll just bag them up. Here we go. Rock and roll, baby.
So what's your menu for Thanksgiving? You going to cook anything?
No, matter of fact, I let Belleville do the cooking for me. I had my wife go online on the laptop and order a couple of turkey breasts, already smoked and cooked. You know, it comes with the heating instructions and everything. You just heat it up, slice it up, and that's what we're going to have to go with her good cornbread dressing and all the other trimmings, you know.
Oh, that sounds good.
That way I don't have to slave over a pit, you know, working on a turkey and let Belleville do it for me. Got
I
lazy
hear that.
This year, man.
you got other things to do, Mickey.
I really do. I really do. Now, I was gonna take off today and head to South Texas and deer hunt because these fronts were supposed to be stronger than they are now, and I decided against it. So before Friday when I got off here, I went home and fired up my big stainless pit and put a brisket on and cooked it all day, and I was going to take that down to the deer camp. And while I was cooking that, my wife made up a big old huge bowl of tuna salad and a huge bowl of potato salad to take down so me and Blaine and everybody down there could eat off of that all week. Well,
oh, man.
I'm overrun with food in my house right now.
Yeah, you're good, huh?
It's crazy.
Heck yeah.
But it won't go to waste.
Yeah, man.
I've got some chow hounds coming over today, and they'll knock that stuff out for me.
Was Mickey Ray coming over?
Yeah, and my grandbaby. That's the best part is he's bringing my grandson.
Yeah, my new granddaughter, she just got back from Key West. She's 5 months old and already been to Key West, Florida.
Man.
So she's such a little cutie. But her mom and daddy are doing just great with her. I mean, such good parents. I'm very proud of my daughter.
Yeah, I bet you are. So,
I can't wait to see her again. So anyway, well, that's about all I got, Mickey. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving and be blessed for what you have.
You got that right.
Yeah, man.
Won't be no social distancing around my house. We're going to pack them in. Let's go for it.
Oh, man, just don't look back.
That's it. Live your life. Life ain't worth living if you can't live it the way you want to.
That's right. That's right.
All right, buddy. Well, Craig,
right, man.
Hey, you have a great Thanksgiving. It's always good hearing from you, man, and give Kitty a hug for me, and y'all take care down there in G-Town, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you, sir.
All right. See you. Thank you, Craig. All right. Craig in G-Town. And I need to tell everyone about 13 Fishing's Concept Reels. You know, they're what I use. I love these reels. I've been using them well over 3 years now. What a great combination for me. They're sleek. They're stylish. They're just what you expect from 13 Fishing and all their Concept Series reels. Check out all their new Gen 2 reels. These things are really fine. They've beefed them up a lot with their main drive gear, and they put these new seals that go in with your screws that bring your side plates together. keeps water and corrosion from getting all in there. And, you know, they're not totally waterproof, but it helps when you're fishing the surf and you dunk them a little bit. That'll keep a lot of that water and foreign material out of that reel. You know, they come with corrosion, anti-corrosion ceramic hybrid bearings. They all cast like a dream. They have a 22-pound bulldog drag system that can stop even the toughest inshore giants. They boast a dead stop and a reverse system and an airhead land guide. And the handles, man, what a great package to wrap your hand around for maximum comfort, castability, and control. Stop by your local retailer, demand to learn more about 13 Fishing Concept Reels, or check them out on the web at 13fishing.com. That's Concept Reels from 13 Fishing. Make your own luck. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 637 in the Bayou City. All right, let's get back to our phone lines. Final segment of the Outdoor Show. So if you want to get a call in, we've got room for you, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. All right, let's go to Guitar Dave now and see what he's got up his sleeve this morning. Dave, what's going on?
Hey, Captain, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's because I'm having a problem with my phone, but I mean, I got my ear plugged in. Hey, no, everything's good. Hey, well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody, man. And Captain, I got some news the other day from my oldest daughter, Danielle. Man, I heard you talking about your grandbaby. I'm gonna have my first grandbaby be in December sometimes, but I don't know exactly when. You know, you can't never really predict any of that thing.
Yeah. Well, cool.
So, that's going to be pretty cool. Yeah.
They'll change your life.
Yes, sir. I believe it. And I was glad to hear, old Mike Smith on there, man. He's always, wow. I never got to meet him in person, but his dad, Johnny, man, I tried to hang with him a few times down there at 18th Street Pier. And boy, but I mean we had fun, and the times that I went in over there to the trailer with him, it's like going back to the future, or no, back to the past, because when you walk in there, man, it was like a museum. And I think you might have said I told you I bought that Ambassador 5000 and ugly stick, and how much did I get hosed for? I ain't worried about that. I got a collector's item from Johnny Smith, man. That's the way I look at it. So,
oh yeah.
You know, and all the knowledge that he had. And he, remember that time that they were doing that deal where the kids fish over there, and you had your big boat, and then Johnny showed up later. I was measuring the fish for the kids, man. And then it was good seeing him there. And I think that was about the last time I saw him. You know, but. Man, I can't believe it. He said it's 10 years, huh?
He's been gone 10 years.
Yeah. Golly, man. It's going, time's flying for us, ain't it?
Yeah, I know it, man.
Other than that, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm just getting ready to get back to Flounder. I want to go try some Flounder down there in Tech City. I was talking to one of the gentlemen up at the parking lot a while ago who's already finished that up earlier, and he said they went down there and caught one on the right-hand side all the way on the end. And I was telling him, man, well, you should have stopped at that where that buoy is, you know, the one you get on the end. Because
yeah.
I know they do a lot right there. You know, and I've caught a couple of them right there. And then all of a sudden, I think I was doing a report or I was talking to somebody on the phone or something. And all of a sudden, here comes Roland Doobie and Juan Cruz up behind me. They done tracked me down and find me over there. And they caught a couple of them, but that's been a while back. But those are kind of well-known flounder spots around there. So, but anyway, Captain Mick, that's about all I got. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and everything ain't going too bad.
Well, it's coming up next Thursday morning.
Yes, sir. And I'll be listening, and because I get up early with the chickens too, or earlier than the chickens sometimes, I think. You know, so
I get up well before the rooster crows. I don't hear
yes,
any
sir.
Of them until I get out.
Hey,
here.
I tell you, I tell you what, when I got up there this morning, I got up real early because I'm fixing to get out of here and head to Willis, you know, and hang out there. And, I was out there all by myself, but I took my dog Boomer, the one that, man, that dog can fetch, but I got him on a chain, for kind of keep him on the right there by me. And then I'm picking everything up. But that way, if somebody comes, I'm out there all by myself. And that way, if somebody comes up, I guarantee he'll protect me. So, got a little extra protection there. But other than that, everything's been going okay in the hood. So, I'll holler at you later, Captain.
Yeah, I figured you'd have a dog named Smith & Wesson. Hog leg.
Well, hey, Boomer and the mama is Dynamite. Yeah, that's close enough. Boom and Dynamite, that's close enough. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, I need to get some more hog legs coming up here. Oh, I need to call my youngest brother, man, and see what he's doing in New Waverly, because I know they got some hog traps out there, and he may be putting, because he packs his own meat a lot. So, heck, man, I may have some little sausage coming from there. But I did deliver that sausage over there to the fire department. They were very, very happy. And I said,
I bet
hey,
they
man,
were.
Hey, I tell you, I wish I could have took more, you know. But I mean, they were smiling from ear to ear, and I want to thank all those guys and the police officers and the firefighters, you know, because they listen to you on this show and they all come by and check on me. So I want to thank all them again. And God bless y'all. God keep you on. And God bless America. And thanks for what y'all do for us. Thank you very much.
All right, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Later.
Yes, sir.
Bye. All righty. Guitar Dave. All right, next up we have Big John. Big John, hadn't talked to you in a while. What's up?
What's going on? Oh, working, man. Working.
Living the dream, buddy. Living the dream, man.
On my second cup of coffee and a little Mother's cookies.
Mother Goose cookies?
Yeah, them old Mother's cookies. Yeah.
Oh, Mother's cookies. Okay, I thought you said Mother Goose. Okay, all right.
No.
Yeah, I know about Mother's cookies.
You were saying about the waiters that you wear. You're a big guy like me. And you said you had it for 10 years. What type of waiters are those?
They're the Sims. Well, I've had the waiting jacket 10 years. My second pair of G3 Sims waiters, I think they're about 6 years old now.
G3 Sims waiters.
Yeah. They're not cheap, man. It's, when you look at the price, it's going to blow your head off. But
well, as long as it lasts, that's the main thing.
Yeah, I mean, because back in the day, we'd go through a pair of waiters, sometimes two pairs a year, you know, with holes in them and leaks and, you know, the seams not, you know.
See, I had neoprene.
And you know, because it just, you know, we don't, there's very few times a year that you really need neoprenes because they're so hot, you know, especially
hot,
the 3 or 5 mil.
Man, yeah, because you hunt with them also, too, your waiters and everything?
Yes, my older pair, I'll wear those to hunt in. That way, if I do stick a nail hole in them around a pit blind or something, I hadn't lost my good pair yet, but you just got to be careful with them. They're pretty durable. The G3's a GAD series. They're a little thicker in the bottom of the legs.
Okay.
They're more reinforced, and they, you know, you can rub up against brush and things like that, and it doesn't put holes in them.
Okay. Do they have the boots on it or separate?
No, they have the neoprene footies attached to them, and then you put
the
your wading boots over the top of them. Yes, sir.
It's hard for me to find wading boots because I wear size 16.
Me too.
16, and,
I'm with you.
The last
I
bought was from Hawk Industries. And
wow.
I don't think they're in business anymore, but them boots last, they were nice. I mean, real good. You know, they
so
were separate.
Your
you know,
normal
you
foot
like
size
and
is a 15?
Hawk Industries. I'm going to see if I can try to get in touch with them. Other places go up to 13, like the guy I met at the fishing show, he only went up to 13, you know, 14, 13. And I was going to get a pair there. You know, he said, man, the biggest one I got is right now is 13. I said, oh, man. That's the only thing, my only problem with finding wading boots is
I know.
The size of my feet, you know.
And, boy, if your feet aren't comfortable, you aren't comfortable. It's tough to have. squeezed up, tight feet.
But, happy Thanksgiving to you all and everything. Y'all be safe and enjoy your hunting whenever you get the chance to do so. It's so warm.
I'll get a wind of here before too long, man. I'll slip out of here. But
yeah, ain't too long. But, all right, then. Happy fun Sunday.
All right, Big John. Hey, have a good one. Watch them shark-infested waters, man. All right. Big John. All right, let's go to Terry. Terry's up next. Craig, Terry dropped? Okay. Terry dropped, so we'll go to Craig. Craig, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Captain.
Good
Craig
morning.
Here, Santa Fe Jim's friend. I've called you. Been a while since I called you.
Yeah.
Originally from Galveston. But anyway, sorry you got to cancel your trip, but I just want to give you a little update on hill country hunting. And we hunt up there in the Fredericksburg Harp area, and it's been
been
lights out. In fact, when we were up there, most of the packing houses in the area wouldn't accept any more deer because all their lockers were full. And we had a couple of guys take some 22 inch 8-pointers and 150 pounds, so it's excellent hunting in the hill country, but it's getting dry up there. The animals are really, really hungry, and but I just want to give you update on that and wish everybody a good Thanksgiving. I hope you get down South Texas soon, sir.
I will, and don't forget about tell your buddies about the Belleville Meat Market, man. They never get overloaded. That place is huge, man.
That came up because a couple of the young guys we have hunt with us, they get Belleville. They go by there, so that's some excellent stuff. So, but that's the drop back. A lot of these guys, they process their own deer. So, but it was some kind of excellent, really good hunt, and you had your pick. And a lot of them just let everything go. It's just it's a blessing just to be out there and watch the show God lets you see with the animals.
Heck yeah, so, man.
That's it. That's and watch the sunrise and watch the sunset, sir.
That's great outdoors. And, you know, as dry as it is up there, maybe some good news. That next front coming in, they're calling for about a 60% chance of rain with it. So maybe we can get us a good, cold, wet front and help everything out.
They could use it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not just for the animals, but the cattle and all the ranchers and farmers.
Oh, yeah.
They've had a good 5-6 year run of lush rain and forage for the deer and everything. And so, in fact, our game management program, we have to take 4 doe for every buck we take off the land.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Y'all got a lot of does.
We got a lot of animals.
Well, true. That you bring that up, people don't realize how hard it is to manage these ranches and take all the game off of it to, you know, make the rest of it thrive. It's hard to stay on top of it and take the amount of animals off every year you need to keep your management program going. It's tough.
Yes, sir, it is. The buck doe ratio on our land, we're in pretty good shape. I think the most we had at one time, I had approximately 28-30 deer around me, and 18 of those were bucks, but I'm including the nubbin bucks all the way to young 12s.
Right.
So it's unfortunately we're going to have to hit them hard unless they get some really rain from God and turn everything around for them up there. But that's what the management, and we're so far those young hunters taking those bucks. We're blessed to have some young, good hunters up there, and there's some go-getters. They have no problem taking the management game, so we're in good shape on that.
Well, and a deer that, you know, you normally wouldn't harvest or take is a good starter deer for somebody that's just getting out, started out hunting for their first buck, you know.
Yes, sir. Got a few minutes. The rancher got us in. We've been on this piece of property 40-something plus years.
Goodness.
And if you remember, a couple months ago, the Parks and Wildlife helicopter went down West Texas.
Uh-huh.
They were doing that mountain goat count. Well,
right.
One of those persons in there was Dr. Bob Bitmore, and he was our rancher. And so we lost a really great man there that day. And
that's terrible.
That was his last flight. to do counting. He was retiring that next Monday.
Isn't that, that's just crazy how things happen. You know, it's like that HPD officer that was shot. He was on the verge of retiring in like a week.
Yes, sir. And yeah.
You just never know, do you, bud?
You just never know. That's why, hey, you know, that's why I like to get up every morning. If the sun's up, I thank God, you know, so we get at least maybe through another day.
Yes, sir. I'm with you on that one. I know all about that. You got to appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Got to take what it gives you and enjoy every minute of it.
That's it, friend. And don't worry about what happened yesterday. Just live for today. It'll be all good. Trust the man.
That's it. Look forward.
All right, Cap. You got anybody else on? I'll let you go.
All right, Terry. Well, hey, it's always a pleasure. And
Craig.
Okay. Well, Craig, my screen's messed up here. Sorry about that,
okay.
Craig. Terry dropped. That's one I thought I had next, but he's gone.
It's all good, friend.
Oh, he's back now? Okay.
Yes, <sir.
laughs> Well, hey, you have a good one. Live the dream, brother. Live the dream. See you, man. All right, Craig. All right, next up we got Terry. He'll be our last call of the day. Terry, good morning.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Sorry about dropping a while ago. I'm just up here in the country, and I lost you. But
it
happens. Here's the thing is, yeah, I love your show. Like I say, I'm kind of new at fishing in salt water, and you've been teaching me. And so I've been going down to Texas City Dike and during the week instead of the weekends. And just up, like I say, there's flounder out there. I mean, it's just cool as crud. I appreciate all the things that y'all been giving me and the heads up and what to do and how to do it. And the thing is also, just like on the flounder and stuff on the Texas City Dike.
Yes, sir.
I hate to complain. I really do. But I call the game board because there are just people out there keeping every freaking flounder that they're catching.
Yeah.
And I said something to them, but I'm afraid I'm going to get shot. But I just keep on saying to them anyway. I do. I mean, I straight out tell them, say, look, I call the game board. If you want to leave, whatever you want to do. Is that the wrong thing to do?
No, it's not the wrong thing to do. If we don't preserve our resource, how are we going to have anything in the future for anybody else? I mean, people just go overboard with this gluttony thing, man. I mean, the limit's two right now, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah, but I mean, they're keeping 8 and 10 inches.
I know. Hey, they hide them. They'll go put them in wells in their car and stash them. And and another thing that aggravates me even more than that, it's wasting fish. They'll have two dead ones in their cooler, and they end up catching two more that are bigger. They'll throw those dead ones back in the water and keep the two bigger ones. That's so stupid.
Yes. I know it. And, I mean, I hate to keep on harping on that, but, I mean, I'm trying to be as vigilant as I can because, I mean, I love saltwater fishing now. I really do.
I know you do. And, hey, it's, you know, if we all don't work together with this, we're never going to have anything again, you know.
Yes, sir.
I know a lot of people get aggravated at me and some of the pros that I talk about the good old days, but there's a reason those were good old days, and now there's not, because we've had so many environmental changes, so much more pressure put on these fish, and if we don't come together and work together to better it, we're never going to have anything again.
Yes, sir, I agree. And if you don't mind, I'm going to give a little bit of an update, because, I mean, I fished it hard these last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I really did. And I put a lot of them back. Don't get me wrong. There was a lot of small ones, but even some of the larger ones that were legal, I put them back anyway because I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to, you know.
Right.
But anyway, I was catching them with the ones with the red with white lures. I caught them with that. They were barely biting on believe it or not, live shrimp. They'll eat the live shrimp, and the mullet was the next step up. And I was catching quite a few on the mullet, but man, something they just go after those mud minnows.
Buddy.
They will bite. Yes, and I didn't understand that. I didn't know that. It's trial and error for me, so that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to teach myself, and also anybody that's out there listening to stuff. I mean, yeah, go get your shrimp if you want. You'll catch a lot of other things, but the flounder, to me, were biting best on those mud minnows. I mean, they just swallowed them up every time.
Well, the more you do it, the better you'll get at it, and you'll understand it more. Every time you go, you learn something new. But here's a good number to keep in your brain. It's Operation Game Thief is what it is. And program for a long time. You can call it. It's 1-800-792-GAME, G-A-M-E. Yep. And there's always an operator 24/7 on duty, and you can call that operator and they'll get the nearest game warden as close to you and get them to the spot. And don't be afraid to rat on these people. I mean,
I've always
you know, we don't want people like that in our sport anyway. I mean, if they're I mean, cheaters never win. The truth always sets you free, and you know, doing the right thing is always the best way to go.
And may I end this with a bright spot? May I end this with a bright spot?
Yeah.
You always tell them about this guy Boyd down there. I mean, those people are the kindest people. I mean,
they are. They're the best, man.
They truly, truly are. They were so helpful about everything. And, of course, when I went in to go buy my mullets, this guy was kind enough to even fish me out some really decent mullet stuff. But everybody in there were just kind, just totally kind. And I want to thank you, and I'll get off your radio. Thank you very much.
Good, hard-working American people, man. Can't beat
sir. And we thank you too.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad your call didn't drop, and you have a great weekend. And if I don't talk to you before then, happy Thanksgiving, Terry. And he dropped. Well, we got the call in anyway. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but it's always fun, folks, and I appreciate all the listeners and the callers. It's great to be here. But you know what? Robert and I will be back next Thursday morning, bright and early, Thanksgiving morning, 4 a.m., Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.